Thank you for calling Omex Health. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your name to locate the account?
Yes, my name is Mary M. Montana.
Thank you. Let me get that pulled up here. And just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address?
37801 Wendy Lee, two words, capital W-E-N-D-Y, capital L-E-E, Farmington Hills, Michigan, 48331.
Thank you for that. And how could I
help you? That's me. I would like to order 2 bottles of the Omex Sleep.
Okay. Well, let me see.
I have one here. I have like 2 bottles. I have a full one and then a partial one. But I don't let myself run out of these because I'm a diabetic, okay? Mm-hmm. And my sugar levels were always in the 130s and 140s every morning. And I had a hard time, and my A1C was going up and up and up. Well, my girlfriend had given me 10 of her Omex Sleep because I was having a hard time falling asleep.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did was I took the first pill. And the next morning I woke up and my sugar level was 86. And my sugar levels, I take one every single night. And my sugar levels have never exceeded 100 except twice in the past year and a half. And they've only been like 105. So my A1C has gone from 8.4 to 6.1 in a little over a year.
Oh, wow.
So they've taken me off of 6 diabetes medicines, and now they're going to take me off of another one.
Oh, that's great.
That's what this Omex Sleep does. So I actually was going into kidney failure. And so I had told the doctor, the kidney doctor, what I was doing wrong. I was eating those Prilosex every morning, and they tell you only eat those for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the doctor was the physician's assistant, said, Mickey, you can take those, keep eating them. Well, I was eating them for years. And then all of a sudden, my kidneys went into severe overdrive. Like, they dropped to severe level 4, stage 4, so that if it went down one more, I would have to be on kidney dialysis. So I stopped with the Prilosec. And told the doctor, he said, how did you get your A1C to come down so fast? And I said, he says, because the doctor's taking you off all your medicines. What are you doing?
Right.
And I told him about the Omex Sleep. I said, I know your doctors don't believe in CBD, but CBD works.
Yes,
there's
yeah,
CBD
does.
For my mother's neuropathy. There's CBD mm-hmm. for Omex Sleep. Now, this is for Omex Sleep, but let me tell you something. This is also lowers your diabetes. Like I'm telling you, I've been a diabetic for over 20 years, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And my A1C was always in the 702, 705, and then would creep up to 800 or 8, level 8, you know? And then it went to 804, then it was coming down. But it never, ever, ever went down into the 6s. I started doing Omex Sleep, and it came down 2 whole points in just over a year.
Wow.
So you guys gotta know this, because it isn't just for sleep.
Right.
It also lowers the sugar, your A1C. Like my sugar this morning was 65. Now I don't feel lightheaded, you know,
mm-hmm.
but they're taking me. My last diabetic medicine. I'm on insulin. So that'll be actually he's going to be lowering the amount of those too. That also. So I'll eventually, and plus it's helping me. I've lost 50 pounds also because you know going through a divorce and everything. I'm still you know, exercising and taking care of myself, but because my sugar levels are coming down and I'm coming off of all this medicine, I'm able to lose weight because all those medicines make you gain weight. So because of this Omex Sleep, I've been able to get off of my medicines except for now I do a half of a pill and my insulin. So he's going to eliminate the next pill because my sugar levels are, they should be in the 90s and they're in the 60s. But like I'm not dizzy or lightheaded because my normal sugar level was always in the 7s.
Right.
So now, because of the taking me off of all the medicines, has been because of this Omex Sleep. It's taken my blood sugar levels down to normal levels. So you got to make a note of that and tell
oh,
those,
yes, ma'am,
these
definitely.
People. Because this can also, I mean, I don't think you can, I mean, this is just a sleep. I don't know if you could advertise it as help, also helps lower A1C if you put that on there, you know. Mm-hmm. You would probably get a whole lot more. My sister, I gave her a bottle of my this. She was on three different insulins. Her sugar level was in the 12s, 12 points. I mean, that's terrible, be up in the A1C and the number 12. That's super high, okay? So she was on three different insulins. So I gave her a bottle of my Omax Sleep. Says just take one pill. Her sugar levels were always above 150 to 200 every morning. She took one pill. Her sugar level was 89 the next day.
And but you she said stopped that taking you were it. Wanting three bottles?
I just want two because I still have a whole one and then another one that's almost whole. So I always, as soon as I crack open my where I only have two left, I crack open that second bottle, that first bottle, I order two. So I always have three sealed ones and one that I'm opening. So when I get through this one and I get through the next one, I'll have two and then I'll order them again. And how much are these a piece?
Oh, yes, ma'am. So, and what you want to get on a subscription on a monthly basis or just a one-time purchase?
Just a one-time purchase because I'm only taking one, okay. Not two. So okay. 60 tablets last me 2 months. I don't want to do two. I'll wake up in the morning and I won't be able to get out of bed. My sugar level will be too low, you know.
Yes, ma'am. So
I don't want to do that.
For the one bottle and for the one-time purchase, that's $59.95. We only have the one bottle or the three bottles, unfortunately.
One bottle or three bottles?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, how long do these last for?
Well, it's a 30-day supply, and you get 60.
I know, but is there an expiration date on these?
An expiration date? Well, let me check here.
Yeah, there's an expiration date. This bottle here expires 7/20/22. So that's next July, this bottle.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be through with this bottle. See, that's 2 months. I'll be through with this bottle I have in my hand in January. So what would be the expiration date on, you know what I'll do is I'm just going to order one bottle, okay? Because that'll keep me with two. And then I'll just call every 2 months and get one bottle. Or maybe the next time I'll call. Because I'm worried about it expiring on me before I can take it, you know?
Right. Yes, ma'am. And I understand. So with the one bottle, your total is going to be $59.95. And I can go ahead and place that order for you now.
Okay. And I just make it to my write in my checkbook to Omax Sleep, right?
Yes, ma'am. And so are you using a card or?
Yes, I'm using my card.
Okay. And is your shipping in your billing, well, I'm sorry, your billing in your shipping address, is that the same?
Exactly the same.
Okay. And I'm ready for that card number when you're ready.
Okay. It is, it's a Bank of America debit MasterCard.
Okay.
5519-8802. 7016-5705.
Okay, thank you. And could you just repeat that one more time just to make sure I have it
sure.
correct?
5519-8802-7016-5705.
Thank you for that. And the expiration date?
8/23.
Thank you for that. And the CVV code?
That would be 610.
Okay, thank you. And let me see here.
Okay. Yeah, so if I just keep ordering these once, I'll have like two in my cabinet instead of three. No, it doesn't matter. Well, if I get one more bottle now, I'll have one just fresh bottle that just opened last week on my counter and then two in the closet. So that's what I want to keep, like keep doing that, you know. I don't ever want to run out of these. I don't ever want to see your company go up downhill. You've saved my life.
Well, let me see. So it says here that there was an error, that the card was declined. Would you like for me to put the card information back in?
Yeah, you
so
know
we
what?
can try
What
again?
happened? They did the same thing. They did the same thing yesterday. I have $51,000 in my account there. Okay, just so you know. You want to try running it through again? If not, I'll just put it on my American Express.
Yes, ma'am. I can try it again for you. That's no problem.
Try it again. Yeah, because the same thing happened at the dealership yesterday. The girl, I think the girl messed up because she didn't put in, when at the dealership, when I bought my new Jeep yesterday, I just moved over like $51,900 over to my from one account to the other.
Yes.
And it might not have transpired yet. So when I went to the dealership to pay for my Jeep, they said, I'm sorry, your car didn't go through. But because they used it from their address there, the card didn't go through. So I said, put it through as my address instead of like your address.
Right.
So if you put it through as my address, it should go through. Because they haven't cashed that check for my Jeep yet, and that was almost $50,000. So,
oh,
I mean,
well, congratulations on your Jeep. That's exciting.
Yeah, I got in a car accident on 9-1. And a guy pulled up in front of me, and I had a 10-year-old Jeep that was in immaculate condition.
Oh, wow.
Guy pulled out in front of me, and I hit him, and I flipped upside down, and I went airborne about 20 feet, and
oh,
I crashed upside down. I'm 71, and I crashed upside down, and I hit so hard that it blew me out of my seatbelt forward, and I hit my head on the top of my car.
Wow.
Then my car started flipping over. And I landed. Now, the Jeeps have those roll bars that go across the Jeep and goes across the doors. When I landed, I was landing on an angle so that the top of my door was like on an angle so that I was on the top part of my door balancing that way. Now, the tops of the Jeep come off individually. The windshield comes off individually. This guy pulled out in front of me, said he was going to turn left. There was no other cars on the road, except he was, I saw him, he was like in a little small car, and I saw him pulling out of the driveway on one side of the road, and he was going to go across into where the Bosch company is. You know, the Bosch says that we don't make the product, we make the product better, one of those. Okay, well, there was a parking lot on the other side. So what he did was I saw him pull up to the road, and then he gunned it. He nailed it to go and shot in front of me. Well, I hit him, and when I hit him, I was doing 35 miles an hour. I went up over the top of his car, and I landed 20 feet before I landed on the ground, and I landed on the top of my car. And the sound was so loud, I felt like I fell out of a plane. That's how loud the sound was.
Wow.
But I was ejected out of my seatbelt. I was still in my seatbelt, okay, but from the force, it pulled, because I never put my seatbelt on real tight, you know. Girls don't do that. We don't want our shirts wrinkled, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
So, but my steering wheel, because I'm only 5 foot tall, and I keep my seat pulled forward, it pulled me up, and I slammed, so my head went up in the air 1 foot, because that's how much higher the top of my car is than the top of my head. 1 foot, I went up out of my seatbelt, 1 foot, and what stopped me from coming out of my seatbelt was the steering wheel. And the seatbelt tore across my shoulder and was choking me, and I was going down the road on an angle. So I let go of my seatbelt because it was choking me, and I ended up with my head on the side of my roll bar. So my car, the door was not touching the ground. It was on an angle. It was balancing, and I was blowing down the road, and glass was blowing in my face and all over my body from my windshield and all the glass. There were chunks of glass. If you saw my car, you would not believe it. But see, so as I was sailing down the road, I knew I was going to die. It was one of those things, you know you're going to die. It's like if you were falling off a cliff and you're 100 feet from the ground and you know you're going to die. It was one of those feelings. I knew I was going to die. So I just hollered out, Jesus, please save my life. and my car stopped sliding, and I walked out of the hospital that day.
Wow, that's amazing.
And then I had to get a new Jeep. So I called and I went and ordered a new Jeep on the second, the very next day. And they said, Miss Montana, because it's the end of the year, I mean, before the 2022s come in, they're low on chips. So it's going to take 8 to 10 weeks before you can get a new car. Well, there's no way I could rent a car $100 a day. And I didn't want to buy a cheap piece of junk for like $50 or whatever, or, you know, to get me through and be stranded somewhere. So I've been, you know, having my neighbors drive me to church and Bible study and that kind of stuff. And, you know, my husband, we're getting a divorce. He comes into town and helps me, and he takes me to, you know, I have his van to go to the grocery store. He helps me with my Newfoundlands. So people can't believe we're getting a divorce because we get along so good. But it's when you only see each other on the weekend, you're going to get along. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, ma'am.
We would have been married. We were married 32 years. I mean, that's how long we were together.
Wow.
So anyways, yeah, people go, I can't believe you guys are getting a divorce. No, it needs to be. Sometimes you need to close the book. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You come to the end, and you can go and get another book out of the library. Well, this time, get a love story. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So ma'am. People feel like, so anyways, it was just, you know, like 3 weeks ago, 3.5 weeks ago, I ordered this car. And it was supposed to be 8 to 10 weeks. So I've been without a car, and I've been praying to God, please, God, if you ever do anything for me, please get my car sooner. It came in yesterday.
Wow.
So just over 3 weeks.
And when I tried to put the first payment through, the card information wiped out, and so I would need for you to repeat that card information for me.
Wiped out. Okay, let's try it again. Because
okay.
It should. I'm going to call the bank and tell them this is happening, because this is ridiculous. It's 5519-8802-7016-5705. Now, let me explain something to you. I had another account that I closed, okay, and put the rest of that money, because I pulled out all that money from my car. I pulled it out of this one account and put it into another account, so it would be separate, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then I put it back into my account yesterday, all of it back into my account yesterday. I didn't want it used for anything else, so I pulled it aside, and so I moved over $51,900. Guess what? How much I got for my Jeep, and then I sold some stock, so that's how I was able to get my new car. So I moved it over from one account to the other. So I said, I need this to be going immediately, because I'm going to leave here and go pay for my car. So you need to do this right now. So I went to the cashier, and I cashed out like $1,900 in cash immediately from that account. So the account is open. But now my husband looked this morning, and he gets a veteran's check for $3,400. That just went in this morning. So there's over $4,000 in there.
Right.
So there should not be a problem with this going through. And if it does, I'm calling that bank up, and I'm going to really complain.
Okay. Well, I'm going to try again. So hopefully it goes through this time. And so could I have the expiration date?
8/23.
Okay. And the CVV code?
610.
610. Okay. I'm going to try that again.
This is so embarrassing, because I've never had a card. I've got a credit score over 800.
Right. Yes, ma'am. So it looks like you may have to get in contact with your bank. I tried it again here, and the same error showed.
All right. I'm going to go driving. Since I got a car now, I'm driving up to that bank.
And
I'm going to let that woman say, hey, you know what? You didn't do this right.
Yes,
because
and I'm going to leave a
okay.
note here as well. So if when you do have to give us the call back to place the order, the
you know what, I'm just
going to
put it on my American Express. I'm
okay.
going to give it to you on my American Express.
I could try that.
Never leave home without it. Okay. All right. Because I'm going to call that bank. See, what's bad with the banks is you call them and they don't answer the phone. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They don't answer the phone. So it'll ring and ring and ring and ring and ring and ring and ring. So Okay,
And the
so it's
American Express, is that a Visa or a debit?
no, it's just American Express card. It's a credit card. Okay, the numbers are 3715 674 393 84008.
Okay, let me see here.
You shouldn't have a problem with this. I've been a
And
member since 84.
the expiration date?
2/26.
Okay, and the CVV code.
It's 8912.
And just to make sure I have that card number correct, could you repeat that one more time for me?
Sure. 3715 674 393 84008.
Okay, thank you. And let me see here.
Yeah, this woman at the bank was so interested in trying to get my husband to open a savings account. She wasn't paying attention to what we were doing as the transaction. She kept saying, but you can get $200. And she says, and you can open up a savings account. I says, I have a savings account at this bank. You know, I only use it for emergencies. Not a savings account, I mean a Visa, you know what I'm saying? That if you open an account, they'll just say, oh, you can have $200. If you open up an account, I don't need your $200. I've already got a Visa.
Right. Yes.
Oh
ma'am.
Gosh, this is what I think she was. So I'm definitely going to call this bank. I think I'll just get in the car and drive up there, and say, hey, what's wrong with this?
Okay, well, yes, ma'am. And so
that
let me
went
see.
Through,
So,
didn't it?
yes, ma'am. It looked like it was going to go through. I forgot to type in the card number. And so that was my fault. I'm sorry. And so I would need that card information just one more time. It should go through this
time. American Express card?
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
3715 674 393 84008. That'd be 84008.
And
the
four. Expiration?
2/26.
And the CVV.
You get my glasses back on.
Okay.
8912.
Okay. It should work this time. Let's see. Okay, that went through perfect.
Oh, yeah, I knew it would.
Yes, ma'am. And so so the standard shipping is 3 to 7 business days. And so you should receive that no more than 3 to 7 business days. And also, before I let you go, I'm not sure if you have been receiving any vitamin D, but that helps to support healthy bones, muscles, and your immune system. And so were you interested in receiving?
I take all that.
Okay.
No, see,
yes,
I take CBD, I take B12, I take I take all those. I take a lot of D3 and zinc, because those are the two vitamins right now, and I take D7 or B7 for my skin, so it keeps you from having wrinkles. B7 is really a good one. People can't believe I'm 71 because I don't have any wrinkles.
Oh, wow.
Because B7 is excellent for your skin. B7. Now, you know something, there's a vitamin drink that you can buy, and it's sugar-free. You can get the kind with the sugar, but it tastes excellent. It's called vitamin water, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's they have lemonade, pink lemonade, but it's called squeezed vitamin water. They have, it's called, this is vitamin water, but it has antioxidants in it. And it has 200% vitamin C, 100% vitamin B5, B6, and B12, and antioxidant, vitamin A, and it has the vitamin B, C, and B6, B7, I mean, calcium and zinc. These vitamin waters, okay, it's called vitamin water, that's all it is. And then they have zero sugar and they have the sugar. But they're not made with like saccharin or anything like that. They're made with sativa or stevia. So that's it's a natural sugar. So that's what I drink, like 3 or 4 of those a day. And they run about, sometimes you can find them 10 for $10.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're like $1.59 a bottle, you know, which is, but those are, you figure how much vitamins I'm getting by one bottle contains 200%. So I'm getting 600%. Plus I'm taking my vitamins in the morning. So,
right.
But yeah, vitamin B6, vitamin B7, those are the ones that you want to take so that when you get my age, you won't have any wrinkles.
Wow. Well, maybe I should start now.
Yes, ma'am. It won't hurt. It won't hurt. And then when you put moisturizer on your face, because I was a hairstylist for 48 years, right? I know all about the muscles and the tissues and the bones and stuff, the nerves and everything.
Yes.
Whenever you put any kind of moisturizer, like if you're going to use oil or Olay or something like that, always dilute it with water, like have your face wet. And then when you put a little bit in your hand, pour a little bit in your palm of your hand, run your other hand through some, like the tips of your finger through some water. And then mix it in with the moisturizer in your hand, okay? And make it like a cream on your hand. And then work it in circles around your face. And once you get it on your face, lightly take your fingertips and tap your whole face.
Mm-hmm.
Just tap it. And what it does is it pushes it through the pores, gets the circulation back in your face, the blood, gets the lymph nodes, gets the blood. And the healthy blood means a healthy body. And so that's what you do. You tap your face lightly with your fingertips around your eyelids, around your forehead, and tap that all in there and, you know, like massage it in and then tap it. And do it every morning. And you are not going to be able, you'll be amazed at the difference other than just putting a moisturizer on your face and letting it go.
Wow.
Just add, because moisture attracts moisture, okay? So if your face is dry, and you put oil of Olay or whatever on it, the molecules in that and all these things are too big to enter into the second layer of skin. So they'll just go into the first layer of your skin. So it'll give the appearance of a smoother skin, but you're not getting into that second layer. That you want to get past that second layer. So by tapping your skin with your fingertips, you are forcing that moisturizer to go into your skin instead of just massaging it on the outside. And always dilute it with water, because water moisture attracts moisture. And just remember those rules, and you will be amazed, because people look at me going, you're 71. I got a long gray ponytail. My hair gives me away. But to be honest with you, that's what you need to do that. And I tell people that, they go, well, the stuff that you get is so greasy. I get stuff from Israel. I order things from Israel. And it's just moisturizer. They're all pretty much, you know, if it's hyaluronic or whatever that stuff is, okay? They come up with new stuff all the time. The secret is moisture attracts moisture, and tapping it with your fingertips and then massaging it and then tapping your face. Tap your face. Tap around. Lightly tap your face. Tap your skin. And just all around your face, lightly tap it. Like you're smacking your face, you know? But just lightly tap around your eyes, your eyelids, underneath your eyes, all around the corners. I do not have any crow's feet. I have none of that. I'm getting a few little wrinkles across my forehead. But those are like frown lines, you know?
Right, yes,
from being,
ma'am.
Getting ticked off from being an Italian, you know? Okay, so that went through. Now I get to call my bank and yell at them.
Okay, well, yes, ma'am. Well, thank you for calling Omex Health. It's been a pleasure speaking with you. You have a great rest
Oh,
of
you
your day.
too. I hope you learned from me a little bit, because I've learned a lot from you guys, that's for
Oh,
sure.
yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.